This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. People receiving tika today as well as part of Vijayadashami celebrations. Ruling coalition meets again to discuss seat allocation. Meteorological forecasting division forecasts rain for at least two more days. An explosion in Afghanistan's Kabul kills four. And now the news in detail. People are receiving tika and jamara of Vijayadashami today as well. People who could not reach to the residences of their elders yesterday go today to receive tika and blessings. The tika is received till Kojagrat Purnima, which is on coming Saturday. President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday received Bada Dasai Tika from priest Devraj Ariel and Khem Chandra Takal at the auspicious hour 11:51 a.m. at the office of the president in Sital Niwas. Following this, she offered Tika and Prasad to her family members and distinguished persons. The meeting of the ruling alliance was held yesterday as well at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar to finalise the issues of seat allocation for the upcoming elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. Member of the ruling alliance task force informed that effort was underway at the meeting to give final shape to the report prepared by the task force. Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janta Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav and Janamorcha Party Vice Chairman Durga Paudil, among other leaders, attended the meeting. The Election Commission has informed that all the preparations for the candidacy registration under the first-past-the-post electoral system has reached to the final stage. The registration will take place on October 9, which is coming Sunday. Spokesperson at the Commission, Saligram Sharma Paudil, informed that the final list of the candidates will be published on October 12. Rainfall in various parts of the country, including the capital Kathmandu, is continuing since Tuesday night. As a result, offering and receiving tika on the main day of Bada Dasai yesterday was badly affected. Light to moderate rain is predicted to continue across the country today, as well as the monsoon low pressure trough still lies towards the north than the normal position. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8M English News Bulletin. On to some international updates. A bombing in a mosque on the grounds of Afghanistan's Interior Ministry in Kabul killed four people and wounded 25 others. Since the Taliban returned to power at least last August, they have made security a priority, but attacks have ramped up in recent months with officials trying to downplay them. Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Nafi Takor said an explosion occurred at a mosque of the ministry when worshippers were offering midday prayers yesterday. The latest blast comes after a suicide bombing on Friday killed 53 people in a Kabul classroom, including 46 girls and women. At least 10 people have been killed and many more are missing after an avalanche struck a team of mountaineers high in the Indian Himalayas. The 34 trainees and 7 instructors were practicing navigation when they were hit hard on the descent from a peak in the northern state of Uttarakhand. Police say 14 people have been rescued while nearly 20 are still missing. Earlier reports said the party had been swept into a crevice. India's Air Force is helping with rescue efforts. The group was made up of trainees from the nearby Nehru Institute of Mountaineering. It said they had been returning from Mount Draupadi Dara II, which is at an altitude of 5,670 meters, when the avalanche struck. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in province number 1 and Madhya province, and generally to mostly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There is also chance of heavy rainfall to very heavy rainfall at some places of Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and at a few places of Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 22.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 18.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. People receiving Tika today as well as part of Vijaya Dashami celebrations. Ruling coalition meets again to discuss seat allocation. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts rain for at least 2 more days. An explosion in Afghanistan's Kabul kills 4. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.